Welcome back to the Meat and Poultry Magazine podcast. I'm Ryan McCarthy, the digital media associate editor for meatpoultry.com. We always like checking out retail food locations near our office in Kansas City to see how the companies are handling the latest trends with meat. Recently, we were invited to Dean & DeLuca in Leawood, Kansas, to go through one of its chef series dealing with grilling meats, including flank steak with chimichurri and Atlantic Sapphire salmon. After watching a demonstration, I talked with Chef Justin Kane about his strategy with grilling and why finding the right fresh ingredients are important to complement any plate you put together. What went into you picking out these specific ones? I know with grilling you can go with so many different options, but was there a healthy instance to it? Was that kind of what you were thinking of more than anything? Or?
I really wanted to pick something I thought was pretty neutral and that I thought everyone would like. So I went with a leaner cut of meat and something that's relatively easy to grill at home. And, you know, it seems like salmon's a pretty accepted fish, so that's why I chose to do salmon, and it works really well on the cedar plank.
Sure. What's the biggest thing that influences you when you're putting together these pieces like that? What's been your biggest influences when you're thinking about putting together these
the dishes? Yeah. Seasonality is, of course, important. And, you know, I want to give everybody who participates really the basics and stuff they can pull off at home. I don't want to get too in-depth and too intricate. I really want to give them the tools they need to successfully pull this off at home and really have a consistent product.
And I know you emphasized a lot about the freshness and making sure people know where the food's coming from. Tell me a little bit more about that and like why that's such an important, you know, element for anybody that's trying to consume and have these foods.
What's important to me about the way that the animal was farmed was, you know, not just the end result of the product, but, you know, how was that animal treated? You know, these large-scale meat suppliers will put their, you know, whether it be, you know, pig, cow, whatever it may be, will put their animals in very confined quarters where they can't even turn around and just have a very poor quality of life. So I think it's important for farming to be true to its roots, where it was meant for them to graze freely and live the life of an animal, so that it has a stress-free life and, you know, can have some kind of quality of life, you know, that it's not constantly injected with stuff because it's living in close quarters. You know, I think it just makes a huge difference.
Definitely. And for this chef series in general, what have you enjoyed the most? Is it usually about this size of group of people where you can have a pretty intimate feel?
It really has a one-on-one feel to it with the smaller class size, I guess, if you want to call it a class. But we've had different turnouts for different events. I think it's kind of what people are more interested in. You know, whether they want to learn how to smoke meat or sear fish or grill steak and fish. I think we've had a really good turnout, and I enjoy teaching for those who want to learn. So it's great that these guests will spend their time here with me learning how to do this at home. I really enjoy that.
Was that always part of your culinary background when you were coming up? You wanted to be able to give something back while you're progressing with
Absolutely.
Your
I think that's, you know, every chef's goal is to kind of give something back, whether it's to the cooks and aspiring chefs behind them, or whether it's to the guests they like to serve, and just teaching them and passing on the knowledge of how to take a piece of meat and turn it into something beautiful and really can be delicious.
Chef Kane finished by discussing the salmon specifically and why it's an important fish for his overall cooking and grilling style.
Again, when I'm choosing the proteins that I'll cook or I'll demo, I think about, you know, can the aspiring cook at home pull this off successfully? So I feel like it's a little easier of a fish to work with because it's a little more sturdy. It's got a beautiful flavor. Like I said, I did Atlantic Sapphire Salmon, which, you know, has a great story behind it. I think it's moving forward with the way we raise our animals and what we consume. And again, it's something that I thought everybody would like, so I chose to go with salmon rather than, you know, a more delicate fish that might be a little tougher to grill.
Right. How long does it come up for you to, how long did it take you to bring these techniques together? I know they're very simple, but like, how much time does it take for you to prepare just the thought before you even get into the grilling and everything like that too?
You know, from start to finish, maybe an hour.
Yeah.
Not very long at all, because I didn't do any marinades or brines. I just, you know, simple salt and pepper, and then cooked it.
And you're indecisive on what you wanted to do too? I mean, just thinking about it a day or two in advance too, you're pretty decisive on what you were thinking about.
Yeah, you know, I am known to kind of change things up last minute on just kind of the way I'm feeling, and okay. And that's just how I've always been, in the kitchen at least. It's okay. Just kind of how I'm feeling that day.
Thanks to Chef Justin Kane for showing us the grilling options at Dean & DeLuca and his insight on the grilling subject. Make sure to check out the rest of the stories, including some previews of upcoming stories in the magazine, at meatpoultry.com. Also, follow us on social media, on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram, all by searching Meat Poultry. All right, that's it for this time, folks. Thanks for listening, and have a great day.